Hey, how you doing? Hopefully you guys had a good Christmas, a little time with the family, and good time off. Back at it today, getting ready for a good opponent in the division opponent, Detroit Lions. Looking forward to playing a good opponent, but also the guys are looking forward to being at home and playing in front of our crowd back at our stadium for the last time in Mall America Field. So they're also looking forward to that. With that, I'll let you guys direct where we want to go.
I'm not sure if you're aware or if it even means anything to you. You know, you're 17 points away from all-time high in points. Is that at all a motivating factor to keep that down?
Our motivating factor is to win ball games. That's what you want to go into it to win ball games, not to necessarily worry about stats or worry about where you are. We want to make sure we finish up the season with a win, a division opponent, and focus more so on that than any other thing.
Handle that transition back to the middle. Is he relieved to be back in there?
I don't know if he's relieved. He likes being in the inside, so that's where he likes. He likes being there. He likes to make the calls. He likes to run the huddle. He likes to be in charge. So that's where he likes to be. So the transition was not a hard one to get back to the mic position.
In him, is he more assertive, or is it the same Aaron?
Aaron's always been assertive. That's the nature of the beast. That's the nature of kind of how he is. So no change from that standpoint.
Was his play improved at all, or about the same from before?
The same. The only thing that comes up is there are more reps. So with the type of teams that we've been playing, a lot of sub packages this year, and that's the way I think the NFL has gone. So just more reps, more of him being on the football field.
This may or may not be the last time Kevin Williams and Jared Allen play next to each other, at least on this team, some uncertainty with them. Can you kind of characterize what they have been as a tandem tackle and sort of where they might be in the modern NFL in terms of a tandem like that?
I'm not sure how to qualify or quantify the stats, but anytime you get two potential pro Hall of Fame players next to you, that's something special. And for the amount of time that they've been together, the tandem has been a great one, not just a good one, and from a variety of ways, the standpoint of production that they put on the field, the standpoint of if you look at them, a lot of guys may not know this, but you have two guys that really understand football, that are bright, understand how the football game is played, and have done it the right way. So when you have that, you have something special in the tandem. So looking forward to seeing them go out and play this last one here, and looking for great things this last ball game. I'm sure they'll tell you they're excited about playing this ball game. Okay, thank you guys. Thank you.